Slight delay, and we will reconvene now with what's written up on the screen, which is stability, security, and resilience, the review team on that. So please take your seats. We'll start that now. Thank you very much.
Recordings have started.
So welcome, everyone. This is the second to last session of the day for the GNSO weekend sessions. This is a session on stability, security, and resilience. And we are going to have a presentation by Alejandro Pizenti in just a minute on this. So just bear with us, please. Alice.
Hello, this is Alejandro Pizenti, checking sound. Do the people in the foreign, in the remote connections hear us? Do we have a check on that? No way to check? Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Alejandro Pizenti. I'm here representing the review team for stability, security, and resilience of the DNS function of ICANN, mandated by the affirmation of commitments. I'm proud to be the chair of this team because it has extraordinary people doing great work. We are blessed with some really good response from the community when needed and from ICANN staff. And we've been doing a lot of work for some time. I'm going to report on that. I'm going to try to go through the report briskly so there's time for questions and an assessment of the status, and I will be really thankful for the feedback we can get so that we can improve and complete our work well. So, quick history of this review team. You know that these review teams are formed under the affirmation of commitments. We take this work in the team very seriously because we know it's substituting for the former supervision of the U.S. government over a checklist of things that ICANN should be doing under the MOUs and other consensual instruments that existed before the affirmation of commitments. We want to prove the multi-stakeholder model in its deepest sense, and therefore we are particularly keen to do this work well. This also means that we do it with a lot of consultation with the community. We want to make sure that every significant statement has been tested for validity, for response, for feedback, hopefully also for consensus, but we also are not afraid of reporting dissent. There will be some. The team was formed about these dates a year ago. We met physically first in the Cartagena meeting on December 5 last year. We organized to get started in San Francisco. In the San Francisco meeting, we reorganized in a more streamlined manner. Initially we only had a very general exploration and a chair and a vice chair. In San Francisco, we divided the work into three layers, one of which is what's the rules base for stability, security, and resilience for which ICANN is responsible, what is the policy development, and the third layer is mostly contingency. In Singapore, we assessed that work. We restructured for streamlining, considering the different levels of availability of the team members in time and what tasks they were actually more able or ready to do, and the structure of their availability, whether you know it's over weekends, once every 4 weeks, or every day, and so forth. So we created a core research and drafting team, which is working very actively, and the rest of the review team reviews our documents and provides us valuable feedback and information and connections with the communities where they come from. From this work, we also had a small meeting of this core drafting team in D.C., Washington, D.C., U.S. We made a very detailed analysis of the work you have to do. We had in front of us, we created and had in front of us a structure of what we think the report will look like, the kind of significant findings that on which we should at which we should arrive, and made a work breakdown structure. So that's enough for administrivia. Tells you why it's, you know, how time goes in many ways. The progress that we can report now to ourselves and to you is that we have been intensively gathering information, putting together a library of documents, and analyzing both documentary evidence and the results of interviews which are ongoing. The matters that at which we've been able to look and start drafting information, analysis, and in some cases conclusions which are on the way to recommendations are on the governance of the stability, security, and resilience of the DNS function within ICANN. A very, very usual and frequent question in the ICANN world, which is about scope. The question is less about the scope of the review, which of course is always a question, but very significantly about the scope of ICANN's SSR, stability, etc., function. Exactly about what part of the DNS is ICANN responsible. The way we've split this, which is also has worked out as well within ICANN staff, is that ICANN has some areas of direct responsibility. The very obvious one would be running the L server. There are a few others, the key signing processes and so forth. There are parts of where which ICANN has influence, like what registrars or registries do. Of course, what the root servers do, they are not directly under ICANN's command, but there's a way to exert influence there. And then there's a huge area which ends up in each individual computer's rules for the DNS, which is totally out of ICANN's scope. But on the other hand, when whatever bad stuff happens there does reflect on ICANN or may create a need for ICANN intervention, so it goes mostly into ICANN's contingency planning. Together with this, there is clarity of the SSR remit. To assess how ICANN is performing its security, stability, and resilience-related tasks, we're looking at how ICANN is organized and functions for this function, pardon the redundance, how tasks are documented, and that comes in turn from how plans are turned into action items, how the annual SSR plan or SSR framework, as it has now become, is translated into individuals within ICANN staff daily work. How do you know who is responsible for something and how much work or budget or both go into that? We have found in the process also how project management is made in the in ICANN's internal SSR team and how it's it spreads to the organization in order, again, to know, you know, how this function is managed and to spot potential weaknesses or risks without entering a micromanagement or a too fine-grained view. We are looking at IANA. We have obtained extremely useful responses from IANA staff and are looking at more detailed matters there. This includes managing risks like those risks that could come from the rebid of the IANA function. With these factors, we have been able to build a report framework. We will be working very much on that during our meetings starting tomorrow, and particularly on a Thursday, which is our full day, you know, sleeves rolled meeting. An interesting thing that's been happening is that we have had I would really say protracted but useful and productive negotiation about what we need to see that would be non-disclosable, that's not for public consumption, and how to deal with that. The problem here, as you well know, is twofold. First, if we go after some very important piece of information or something we think is very important for the review, and it has to be told to us with only under non-disclosure conditions, then we actually are going to be very hampered and our hands are going to be tied to report on this. So it could be actually pretty bad to have access to very valuable information and tied with that the limitation that you can know but you can't tell. And that would also impinge an important value, which is then that our review would not easily be accountable nor called transparent. And we would rather like to be able, you know, if our review is reviewed or audited or challenged, to be able to show in most cases the actual sources of information where we got our opinions so they may be changed. And the other thing that happens with the NDA, I said it's twofold. The second part is that several members of the team work for different corporations, and these organizations, lawyers, will not allow them to sign NDAs with ICANN under different conditions. One of them will require a mutual NDA, another will require its own conditions, and so forth. So, you know, let these legal teams talk. We will be done before, and we're trying to make sure that with openly available information, we are able to triangulate around the confidential parts and still have a candid and useful assessment. We perceive, we may be wrong, but we perceive that during our discussions, either by concurrence or by direct influence, some things have changed in the way ICANN presents and manages its SSR plans. We found there's actually more synthony between ICANN staff's approach and the review team's approach. Things like, for example, these three circles of influence and so forth. We've been able to perform some very valuable interviews within and outside the known ICANN community, but with DNS experts all along, and particularly last week, well, the week that ends today, during the DNSEC and the health of the DNS events in Rome. We are also asking one very pointed question, which we got from the GNSO, which is the importance of contract compliance enforcement with the parties under contract, and I apologize for not calling them contracted parties. I would like them to be relaxed, but the parties under contract, since this was a question that came to us through the GNSO, we are trying to explore that in some depth. We have good discussions ongoing within the team and outside, a good library of documentation, and some of our findings are already in a library. What we hope to achieve this week, and we will be very happy to accommodate your needs of time, place, etc., for these pieces of feedback and information from the GNSO Council, from GNSO members, from GNSO plenary, whatever you need. I want to continue detailed interviews. Among the important things for this round of interviews are questions about community perception, whether ICANN perceives itself as having assigned certain tasks, and the community's perception of ICANN is aligned with those, or if there's some misalignment that can actually hurt ICANN's ability to perform its function. Let's say the community decides that, I will use an extreme example, and just because Bill Manning is here so he can react. Let's assume that the root server community has a perception of ICANN's functions that's completely opposite to ICANN's perception of its functions. If that disalignment is really bad, it's going to be very hard. It's going to be very hard for ICANN to do or cause something to happen in the root server community that's necessary for stability. So that would be an instability factor. So we're looking for those community perception misalignments or alignments. We're not only looking for what's wrong. This is a technique called appreciative inquiry. It's a very well-known systems technique in change management. So we're looking for things that people think are right, We're not only looking for things people think are wrong. We don't want to report. We don't want to fail to report anything where ICANN is failing, but it has to be understood together with with those fields where ICANN is actually performing well, and whether it's, you know, ICANN as a whole, ICANN SSR staff, the councils, the SOs, and so forth. It's the whole systemic view here that we have to report on. Second, for this community in particular, we were met, as the review started, with a decision of the ICANN board to remove from the ESSAC the function of creating and managing a comprehensive risk framework for ICANN, or for the DNS for ICANN. This decision, as you well know, took ICANN in two concurrent ways along a bifurcation. One of them is to transfer the function to a board committee, from the ESSAC to a board committee, and the other thing was the formation of a community-originated grouping, which is called the DSSA, in which the GNSO in particular has a very significant role. So we are assessing whether that's the best approach, or, you know, how, what to recommend after analyzing this this approach. And we have faced and are continuing to manage a number of questions related to the root servers, which are key here. And as you know, many of the original, very healthy arrangements for software diversity, operational diversity, and so forth of the root server community, which have actually served the internet very well, particularly with respect to stability and resilience besides security. Some of them have been challenged, particularly by the GAC. Particularly the challenge made explicitly is that there is no contracts, no service level agreements, etc., with the whole of the community. So we're going in depth into what people think there and what are, you know, what's good and what's maybe subject to improvement. So by the end of this week, by the end of Thursday, we hope to have a real good outline of the draft report with all these components. We are getting information from ICANN staff as I speak on a number of things that we have asked for. We have had a lot of give and take about how to provide it, in what form, how to provide the most that's possible, that's useful, without non-disclosure conditions and so forth. And we hope to get there whatever adjustments to the structure and functions of the team we need, and the next stage task breakdown. I should also report that both the GAC and the IDRA Supporting Organization Council cancelled the meetings that we have scheduled with them for this week. So we're trying to find a way to still get some views from them without necessarily these views being official or within a meeting that goes as official on the records, but at least get a sampling of the concerns in those communities. So that's the report. Open to questions, challenges, critique, everything.
Thanks, Alejandro.
I have to interrupt you. And I want to express thanks to all the team members, particularly the drafting and research team, which has been doing huge, high-quality, intense work, thinking, and so forth. That's Simon McCalla, Jeff Brueggemann, Martin Hannigan, together with us, have been David Cake and Bill Manning, and the support from ICANN staff, which also has been tireless and very generous. So sorry.
Thank you very much. Are there any comments or questions? Please do.
I have a remote question from... Hold on 1 second. I hope I'm going to pronounce his name right. From Siva Subramanian M. He asks, government has opened up DIANA contract for open bidding. This may be due process, but how would the risks to the DIANA functions be handled if a private corporation or an association bids to support the DIANA function with more than the present $6 million a year one-way commitment? If the U.S. government has called for competitive bids, the government is legally bound to give fair and due consideration of the bids submitted. What happens if something unexpected happens during the bid evaluation process? What happens to the security and stability of the internet?
Our response is that that's a question that we have asked actively and are exploring actively as the situation develops. This review team is not charged with replying to what happens to the internet. It's only charged with assessing how well ICANN is prepared to manage the risks around that situation. And as I said, it's part of our ongoing highest priority work. And I thank Suresh for being so attentive, careful, and clear in presenting the question.
Thank you. Any further questions? In which case, I will thank you very much for providing that update and just mention that we have a 15-minute DSSA update now. Is Mikey giving that remotely? Mikey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and I am going to give it remotely. Do you want to drop the call and restart it? Or
yes, I will do that. Just wanted to make sure that you're around. So, operator, please close this session and then restart for the next one.